This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 12, 2016. Sunrise at 5:16 a.m., sunset at 8:19 p.m. As we peruse the local papers, Ray Lamont in the Gloucester Times writes that Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken and General Counsel Charles Chip Payton said on Monday the city of Gloucester has engaged an outside attorney to go to court to seek more than $565,000. They say the city is owed by the town of Essex for sewer improvement costs. The charges, for which the city had never billed the towns of Essex and Rockport as they accumulated, are tied to costs associated with the debt service on the city's $40 million combined sewer overflow project and other improvements pumped into the sewer system the community share under a 2000 intermunicipal agreement. That's the year 2000. The city is also seeking to recoup $51,293 from Rockport for the same type of shortfall. The city is negotiating with Rockport officials over those payments and is not considering litigation in that instance, according to the Gloucester Times. But Essex has not engaged in any significant discussion of the past debt, and the mayor and Payton say that the city is poised to file suit to recoup the amount. Neither the mayor nor Payton have named the attorney filing the suit. Following the shooting deaths of black men by police in Louisiana and Minnesota, one North Shore community honors the victims and continues community policing efforts. Bill Newell has the report.
A network of North Shore faith-based groups will hold a vigil tonight for the victims. The event will be held at the Bethel AME Church on Silsby Street from 6 to 9 p.m. Dylan Durst of the Daily Item writes on today's front page of the newspaper, "The Essex County Community Organization, ECCO, and Lynn Police will also participate in training to promote trust between police and the black and Latino communities on Wednesday at 10 a.m. to noon at the Lynn Police Headquarters. Participants will meet after the training to discuss the plan of action. Quote, "We are grateful to the Lynn Police Department for working with us to prevent this kind of tragedy from happening closer to home," said the Reverend Andre Bennett of Zion Baptist Church in a statement. Lynn Police Chief Kevin Coppinger said the department has been working with the ECCO for about a year to improve the relationship between the department and the city's African American community. There's more in today's edition of the Daily Item in Lynn. I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty. Thank you, Bill. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News that in Beverly, just a few weeks after a heated dispute during a city council meeting with the city's public works commissioner, the council's budget analyst has resigned. Kathy Griffin, who has worked for the city council for the past 20 years, has accepted a job with a consulting firm that works in municipal finance. Griffin said she began considering moving on after she and Mike Collins, Beverly's Commissioner of Public Services and Engineering, strongly disagreed over whether excess funds in sewer accounts should be held. She said the money should return to the city's general funds, while Collins said that since it's earmarked for sewer projects and can't be relocated for other purposes or reallocated for other purposes, moving it to other city accounts didn't make sense. There was about $1 million in the sewer capital project at the time. That money was left over from past projects, according to Collins, and is needed for future projects. Bridget Turcotte writes in the Daily Item that David Mulligan has been clean and sober for nearly a year, and Mulligan attributes much of his success to the structure at the Lynn Chelsea's House Recovery Home, something which was hard to come by in similar homes. The Chelsea House Recovery Program meets the Commonwealth's high standards, according to the state. Monica Burrell, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, toured and presented a certificate to the nonprofit on Friday and recognized it as the newest certified sober home. These homes offer transition for recovering addicts who are moving on from a residential recovery setting before they live independently. It's a busy time of year for municipalities all over the North Shore, and Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll says the Witch City is no exception.
Yeah, I think we're pretty busy. I mean, like a lot of communities, we're experiencing new growth. It's the busy construction season, so it feels like we're tearing up every single road. We've got to get that stuff done during the season that we can. Still a lot of investment activity with people either moving to Salem or wanting to move to Salem, both commercial and residential. So it's busy. Lots of city projects going on, and I think it's just the signs of a positive economy, and we're bearing fruit of that.
You can hear the complete interview with Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll on our Newsmakers segment. There's no such thing as a failed experiment, only experiments with unexpected outcomes. That's our thought for today from R. Buckminster Fuller.